In his 2007 book, former CIA director George Tenet boasts that the first U.S. covert teams were in Afghanistan 16 days after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Less than 2.5 months later, a core group of 90 CIA paramilitary officers, along with a small number of special forces units, in combination with Afghan militias and supported by massive aerial bombardment by the U.S. military, had defeated the Taliban and killed or captured one quarter of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants, including his military commander, Muhammad Atif, who had played a key role in the 9/11 attacks, Tenet wrote. Kabul had been liberated and Hamid Karzai named president by a national council. Afghanistan would be CIA's finest hour. There were 12 U.S. casualties in Afghanistan at the time the nation was liberated in 2001. There have been more than 2,300 in the nearly 20 years since then. Now that President Joe Biden has announced that all remaining troops will be removed from Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks later this year, it's a fair question to ask what has been gained from 2 decades of war, especially since those who insisted that we remain in Afghanistan for the last 20 years are now criticizing the president's decision to leave. They argue that it will result in a return to Taliban rule, with mistreatment of women and aid toward other radical groups. If that's true, what have we gained from the last 20 years of sacrifice? And why will things be different if we were to stay for another 20 years? Or 200 years? Like most Americans, I supported the original strike against the Taliban because I was outraged by the terrorist attacks and I thought there was legitimate value in sending a message that state actors will pay a price for participating in terrorist plots against us. Well, some state actors. Those without the money and influence of Saudi Arabia. But none of those supporting the war in 2001 signed on for a 20-year effort to bring Jeffersonian democracy to the remote mountain villages in the Wakhan Corridor. There was really only one major piece of unfinished business in late 2001 after we had taken out the Taliban, and he wasn't hiding in Iraq. It would be another 10 years before we were able to find and kill bin Laden. His decade of freedom came as the U.S. had turned its attention away from the 9/11 attacks and towards Iraq. We went to war in Iraq when that nation's leader refused to hand over weapons of mass destruction that he no longer possessed, which was not the CIA's finest hour. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.